A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, blue sky, 77 degrees.
And southbound I-15 delays filling in Murray to Midvale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
Eye on the Hill, 2019 special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Tax reform, vaping, guns, affordable housing, education funding. There's a lot going on today on Utah's Capitol Hill, so let's dive in first. Tax reform. We begin our team coverage. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
House Speaker Brad Wilson spent all summer talking and hearing about tax reform and getting feedback from Utahns.
I would love to get to a place where we can get a tax cut in place by January 1.
But he doesn't know what size that'll be just yet. He says Utah's growth is creating funding challenges.
At some point in this state, and I think across the country, you're going to see the need to have user fees for transportation.
Wilson says education funding, health care, Medicaid, and vaping are also big issues for the upcoming session. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Okay, guns. Lawmakers talked firearm safety, domestic violence, but there is some contention about the concept of red flag laws. One presenter says these laws could make gun owners less likely to talk about their depression. He cited the example of a friend of his whose husband was murdered right in front of her.
She was worried that going even talking to a psychiatrist and psychologist would result in her gun being taken away. The person who killed her husband was a stalker.
Dr. John Lott with the Crime Prevention Resource Center. But lawmakers criticized him for having bad information. They say the U.S. has a much higher homicide rate than other countries. Okay. Third subject, vaping. Utah is looking for ways to regulate vape shops. Eye on the Hill 2019 team coverage continues live with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce. Kelly, what are they proposing?
Well, Jeff, there's a bill that has some pretty solid support in the Utah legislature. If a vape shop is found to have sold a vaping product, tobacco, or paraphernalia to a minor just once, they could get their business license pulled under this bill. Representative Carrie-Ann Lysenby, who sponsored it, says it's a zero-tolerance policy aimed at getting those products out of kids' hands.
We do not want to affect access to adults. This is a free country. If you want to vape, we're not going to restrict your access. But if you are a minor, we have laws. We should enforce the laws.
Now, the bill has not been passed yet. It's still in committee. But 83 people have been injured and one person has died after using vaping products in Utah, though a lot of those people were vaping illegal THC or marijuana cartridges. Live at the state capitol, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Kelly. KSL News Time 3:32. We're learning more about a suspicious death at a Motel 6 yesterday. Nick Wyatt's here with the story.
Jeff, police are telling us the name of that woman they found dead in a Midvale motel. Unified Police is still investigating the death of 66-year-old Lynette Pierce, but say they don't know whether she died because of a criminal act. Her body was found by a housekeeper yesterday afternoon, and police say her body showed no obvious signs of trauma. The Utah State Medical Examiner's Office will determine a cause of death. Shut the construction down. That's what environmentalists are asking for when it comes to a new warehouse set to be built within the boundaries in the proposed inland port. They say the city hasn't done enough to make sure it's environmentally safe. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has that.
As you look over the land near 700 North and 6200 West, you can see some of the dirt has been dug up.
They've been leveling off the land here. They're preparing to pour cement.
Dita Seed with the Center for Biological Diversity says all of the warehouses proposed in this port could hold roughly 2,000 truck bays, and the traffic and construction would have a severe impact on air and water quality.
Salt Lake City needs to step up and explain how they're being very careful with this.
But Salt Lake City officials say the land is privately owned. Plus, if the owner wants to do anything more than light manufacturing, they would need to submit the environmental plan. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Our lawmakers on Capitol Hill today, but some racing for the president's seat were on the stage last night. So who was the punching bag? Your Voice, Your Vote 2020. Lindsay Ayres is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Nick, Elizabeth Warren seemed to take a lot of the hits from other candidates last night. That from Boyd Matheson, who joined Dave and Dujanovic this morning to break it all down. He says they specifically pushed her on the question about how she would pay for Medicare for All.
She never even got to the point of Mayor Buttigieg was really pushing to say, what is this going to mean for the average family? Are there all of their costs going to go up and down? Are their taxes going to go up and down? And she continued to deflect that.
Boyd says she answered the attacks quite well, but struggled when it came to that question. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
All right, thank you, Lindsay. More impeachment developments.
House impeachment inquiry.
Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
And Nick, President Trump is again criticizing the impeachment process, calling it a witch hunt led in part by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
They don't say the good parts. They only say the bad parts. We're not allowed to representation. We're not allowed to lawyers. We're not allowed to have anything. The Democrats are treating the Republicans very, very badly.
The president saying the closed-door testimony has been unfair. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says if the House votes to impeach the president, his chamber will move forward with it.
We intend to do our constitutional responsibility.
House Democrats are continuing the impeachment inquiry this week with a series of closed-door meetings. Members of Congress who attended a meeting on Syria at the White House described the discussion with the president as tense. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president attacked House Speaker Pelosi instead of answering questions about Turkey's attacks in northern Syria.
He was insulting, particularly to the speaker. She kept her cool completely, but he called her a third-rate politician.
Democrats storming out of that meeting. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. KSL News Time, 3:35.